to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi everyone. This is Joanna Penn for the Creative Pen Podcast, and today I'm interviewing Julia McCutcheon. Julia is an intuitive writer's coach and mentor, an author and publishing consultant based in the UK. As a former publisher, Julia knows all about the inside story of publishing and has helped hundreds of authors to succeed. Her own book is The Writer's Journey, From Inspiration to Publication. Julia specialises in supporting people to write from a deep level of authenticity, to empower their words on the page and create a natural charisma when taking their message out to the marketplace. Welcome, Julia.
Thank you, Joanna. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. And, you know, for all the listeners, we've been having a chat just before this, and Julia's just got years of experience in the publishing industry. So I'm really excited to be interviewing her today. So can you just start, Julia, by telling us a bit about you and your background and what you now do?
Absolutely. Well, my background is in traditional publishing, as you mentioned, and I spent most of the years working in independent publishing with a company called Element Books, and our books were sold and distributed around the world by the Penguin Group, and those were non-fiction publishing years. And I also spent a year as a publishing consultant for Random House, which was completely the opposite end of the spectrum, a very, very large conglomerate that I'm sure everyone has heard of. And originally I was drawn to publishing through the interest that I had in the content of the books that were being published by the first publisher that I worked for. And one of the very first lessons that I had to learn when I joined the publishing industry was how to balance the integrity of the content that the authors wanted to convey in the books they were writing with the commercial considerations of the marketplace. And I actually found that quite a tough lesson to learn initially. And I mention that because it's an important lesson for all authors to learn if they want to be successful as published authors. And then I spent many, many years working in the editorial department, and that was my very first love, and I've always really worked one-on-one with authors, many of whom were writing a book for the first time, actually. And then over the years, I took on more and more responsibility and ended up as managing director and publisher, where I had responsibility for all departments, editorial, production, rights, sales, and so on. And what that gave me was an incredible perspective over the whole publishing process. And again, that's important for authors who want to be successful in publishing terms. And we often find it hard to get a perspective on our own writing, but in terms of being published successfully, getting a perspective on your work and how it's going to fit into the marketplace is another important lesson. Then in 1999, when I was at a Penguin sales conference in Cyprus, actually, I sustained a head injury from a falling stage spotlight. And that was an accident that really did change the course of my life. It was quite an extraordinary experience, totally unexpected, of course. That accident meant that I was off work for over a year. And I would say probably my healing journey in total took about 7 years. And out of that experience, I had many realizations, and two of them I'd just like to share. Mm. The first one is that life is really too short not to discover your true nature. That is the truth of who you are behind all of the roles that you play in life. And also, life's too short not to take action on your dreams, because you just never know what's around the next corner.
Mm.
So one of my dreams was to write my own book, which I did, The Writer's Journey from Inspiration to Publication. And I also felt it was time for me to leave the corporate world and to find a new way to apply my publishing knowledge. So I set up my website at juliamccutcheon.com, and I now work as a writer's coach and a mentor. And I offer guidance and support for people who really do want to realize their dream of writing a book and enjoy success as a published author. And my real passion now is to open the way for people to discover their authentic voice on the page and in the world. And I feel strongly that writing a book is a very rewarding journey of self-discovery, as well as an extraordinarily powerful form of creative expression. So I have quite a holistic approach to the coaching and mentoring that I do. And I run masterclasses and I do interviews for both fiction and non-fiction writers. And I just offer a range of free resources, a special report and all sorts of information to support people to find the right way forwards for their writing and the route to market that they need to take with the books.
Mm. Well, that's fantastic. And that's definitely, you know, something I believe too, is taking action on your dreams. So it's great to hear your experience. And I just thought of a quote then when you were talking. Seth Godin says, he's a marketing guy for people who don't know, the book you write will change your life. And that was true for me. And that's obviously been true for you. That's fantastic. Yes, so thank you for that. So I guess, you know, and for people listening, you know, I talk a lot about self-publishing myself and print on demand, but I am personally interested in traditional publishing. And, you know, we'd all love the HarperCollins or Random House book deal or Penguin book deal. So as somebody so experienced in traditional publishing, can you give an outline of the process so that people kind of know the major steps they need to do if they want to get a traditional publishing deal?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would say about that is that it's very important, particularly today, to be very professional and confident in yourself as a writer and then convey that to agents and publishers. Now, I do understand that for people who are not familiar with the traditional publishing business, that's actually quite hard to do. But it does come through when you have the right information and knowledge. So I would say, first of all, make sure that you inform yourself as much as you can and find out how the business works. Also, it comes from having the right kind of support, whether that be a coach or a mentor or a writing partner. But that does make a very big difference too. And then thirdly, I would say that the proper preparation before you take the steps towards approaching agents and publishers is really important. And starting with what I would call the foundation of four, which I see as the foundation to launch any career as a writer. And the foundation of four is, first of all, to access your true writer's voice. Secondly, to nurture your creative spirit. Thirdly, to develop and deepen your writing practice. And fourthly, to name and be clear about your motivation, objectives, and your outcome. Because you need to know what you're aiming for and why, and that'll help you overcome the challenges along the way and then make the right decisions for you and your book. Because the truth is, the massive Random House or HarperCollins deal isn't actually going to be right for everybody, even if it were to be possible. So being clear about what you're aiming for and why is going to help you to make the right decisions. And those other cornerstones of the foundation of four about the true writer's voice and nurturing your creative spirit and deepening your writing practice, those are really going to put you into a position of strength when you build a career as a writer. So that's the basis, really, of the preparation that I feel needs to happen for any writer.
Mm.
And then in terms of the steps to get a traditional publishing deal, they're really quite straightforward. The first step, really, is to prepare a very strong book proposal, and that's the term that we usually use for non-fiction writers and for people writing novels. It's the synopsis, and collectively with the sample chapters, what we call the submission package, which was the overall package that you send out to agents and publishers. And with fiction, you do need to have completed the first draft of your manuscript before you start approaching any agents. And with fiction, you definitely are going to need to find a literary agent to take you on. With non-fiction, books are usually commissioned before the manuscript is actually completed. So with the book proposal and the submission package that you send for non-fiction, it's a question of having two or possibly three sample chapters ready to present to the agent or publisher. And then usually the rest of the manuscript is written once the contract is actually signed. So So this stage of the process of preparing the submission package is really, really important. And it's a topic that I spend a lot of time with writers on, because it should open the door to the publishing deal for you. Once you've prepared that material, then of course you need to research the right agents and publishers to approach. You need to make sure that your approach is very professional, and the standards are very, very high these days. And so having a confident and professional approach really is going to make a difference. And the fifth step, I would say, is to make sure that you follow up the approaches that you make. And I sometimes have authors who contact me for help and guidance, saying that they'd sent out their material to an agent or a publisher and that that was 3 months ago and they hadn't heard anything, and what should they do? And my response to that is that I would very strongly recommend that you make sure you don't leave it that length of time, that anything longer than about a month without any kind of follow-up, for me, is just not going to make sense. So the follow-up is important. Obviously, you don't want to be chasing up agents and publishers too quickly, but on the other hand, you shouldn't be leaving it indefinitely either. So I would say the follow-up needs to come around 4 weeks or so after you've sent the initial submission out to people. And so those really represent the key stages on your way to hopefully securing a publishing deal.
That's brilliant. That's a really good overview. And a couple of things I want to bring out from that. I really liked your, you know, the four things you said at the beginning there, and, you know, about the position of strength you need to be in before you send things out. Because I think many people, when they get that first rejection, could feel that essentially they're not worth anything. But you talk about nurturing your creative spirit, which needs to be strong, and carry on through that. Yes. So yeah, so I presume that's why you sort of include that at the beginning, which is fantastic. The other thing I wanted to, you know, point out there, this is just for pointers for people to remember, because they're things that I guess knew, but still it's good to remember, is that for nonfiction you only do, say, 3 chapters, but for fiction you need a complete first draft. So that's two quite different, you know, approaches, isn't it? You know,
It is. Now, that's not to say that some non-fiction writers do write a complete manuscript before approaching agents and publishers, and in certain circumstances that's appropriate to do. Sometimes an author needs to write the whole manuscript in order really to develop their ideas, so that they can then go back and write a superbly crafted proposal in order to present it to publishers. But then other authors may have their ideas totally clear, know exactly what they're going to say, and in those situations, absolutely, one, two, or three chapters are usually sufficient for the publisher to make their decision based on that.
Mm, that's fantastic. Now, one of those steps was obviously the book proposal, and I know that you help people with that, and in your book, The Writer's Journey, you talk a lot about that. But, you know, could you give us 3 top tips, you know, for a book proposal?
Yes, indeed. This is such a popular topic that I did earlier this year actually create an online masterclass course on this subject called How to Write the Ultimate Book Proposal, because I felt that not only was I giving similar information to many, many people, that the perspective that I have on this topic from having spent so many years in-house actually receiving this material from people and making publishing decisions based on receiving that material, that if I could offer that perspective to writers who are then trying to find agents and publishers for their work, that it really could make a solid contribution to people. So essentially, my top 3 tips on this subject would be, first of all, to understand exactly what you need to include, and most importantly, what you need to leave out of the material that you send. And presenting a proposal, again, which meets the exact agent and publisher requirements at every single level, is really important. And I mean in terms of content and presentation, and really paying attention to the detail here. And I know that some people get very confused about the different requirements that especially agents have, actually. Some people will just ask for a query letter. Others will ask for a 2-page synopsis. Some people will ask for a 1-page synopsis. And my approach to this is to make sure that people understand exactly what the blueprint is, if you like, of the information that needs to be presented. And then when you start approaching people individually, you check their specific requirements and pick out exactly what they need from the blueprint you've created. So it's a little bit like creating a general CV. And then when you start applying for specific jobs, then you would actually tailor that CV to suit the company and the job that you're actually applying for. So the first tip really is to understand exactly what you need to do to present a good, confident, professional proposal. And obviously there's a lot that I could say on that, but essentially if you make sure that you have the information that you feel is really important for you, whether it be fiction or non-fiction, then you can tailor the requirements accordingly. The second tip would be to write what I call a compelling key sentence. Now, this is a summary of what your book is about, which highlights the features of your book and ideally what makes it different. And if you were a professional speaker, it would be the equivalent of your elevator speech. So you imagine yourself in perhaps the Random House building in the elevator with the CEO, and you have between floors 10 and 15 perhaps to have the opportunity to express to the CEO what your book's about and to inspire them. And one thing about agents and publishers, which I'm sure people understand, but I just want to stress here, is that not only do these people have a very limited amount of time, they also have a very short attention span. And so you really do need to be able to encapsulate what your book is about in a very succinct and compelling way. And usually with nonfiction writers, I encourage people to try and come up with just one sentence that really picks out what makes your book different and the features of it. And I do appreciate that with fiction, it's harder to do that in one sentence. It is possible for some novels, but for fiction, it may be that you need two or three sentences. But the point being that when somebody asks you, whether it be an agent, a publisher, or further down the line, the media, when you're interviewed, what your book's about and what makes it different, you need to have a ready answer. So when you come up with your compelling key sentence or sentences, you can learn them off by heart for the situation where you have the opportunity to share the information verbally, and you can use them in many different ways. In your query letter, you can put them actually in the proposal, and further down the line you can use them for press releases and so on. So although it's quite hard to do to come up with a compelling key sentence, it really, really is worth it.
Mm.
And then the third key tip would be to know your reader, and this is all about the market and building your platform. And I know, Joanna, this is an area that you are very strong on, and I would suggest that whether you're aiming for a traditional publisher or self-publishing, this is just crucial for all writers who want to reach their audience and reach out to their readership with their work. You do need to be clear about who you're aiming for and how you're going to reach those people, and really build a strong platform and be as actively engaged in the marketing and promotion as you possibly can be. And there are so many different ways that you can do that these days. And Joanna, you offer a wealth of knowledge and information for people to share on how to do that. And I would strongly recommend that the traditional publishing route is looking for authors who are either who already have a platform, which of course is their ideal scenario, or who are in the process of building a platform and who can demonstrate their commitment and understanding of the requirement to do so.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm so glad you said that. Because, you know, sometimes, and I guess one of the questions about the author platform, because I do talk a lot about it, and I, you know, I say authors should be blogging and being on Twitter and, you know, doing all of this stuff. But how should authors find a balance between writing a book and building their platform? So let's take someone who has maybe started a novel, but maybe they're a couple of months off finishing it. Should they be building their platform now, or should they be finishing their book, or, you know, what is the most important thing?
Okay. I think that it's difficult to give one answer on this that's going to suit everybody, because I feel that there is a set of individual circumstances relating to each person that affects the answer to this question. As a general point, I would say that in the first instance, you need to be underway with your writing before you really start getting out into the world. Only from the point of view, again, coming back to this word confidence, I think that if you're right at the very beginning and you really don't yet know almost what you're writing about, it's going to be very hard to reach out to people in the right kind of way and build your platform in the right kind of way. But if you have already started and you are beginning to build your confidence as a writer, that your rhythm is establishing itself and you feel that you're moving forwards, I would say that the earlier you can start, the better, because the truth is it takes time to build a platform. These things don't happen overnight. And so if you can start at an early level at an early stage, without it taking you away entirely from your writing, then that would be ideal. And finding the right balance is going to be more of an individual scenario. And so I would say that if you establish the writing rhythm first, then dip your toe in the water with platform and marketing type building activities, that's going to be the right way forwards. And the right balance could be that one day you turn up to write and we all understand the importance of the discipline of writing regularly and making sure that you do so, ideally every day, but if not, it needs to be on a regular basis. But some days when we turn up to write, we also have to learn, and that comes with maturity of experience, that it just is feeling too much like an uphill struggle. In which case, okay, take some time out and maybe go and write a blog post or go for a walk and come back and write an article and really get to know yourself as a writer, so that on those days when you're really not engaged properly with your character development or your story or whatever it is that you're working on for your book, that you can dip out and do some other type of activity that might be related usefully to building your platform that is actually going to move you forwards. And just generally, I would say, try and find a balance that's right for you, but aim to do some work on platform building alongside writing your book right from the earliest point if you possibly can. That would be my advice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, there's so many questions I've got for you, but we haven't got that much time, so I'm going to try and narrow them down. So one of the questions I have, because I'm in Australia, obviously I'm British, but in Australia there's a market of around, well, there's a population of 20 million people, a market for books of a lot smaller. US, there's 220 million people. UK, 65 million. You know, if I'm in Australia, or what if I'm in New Zealand, you know, or a small country, should I be looking at an overseas agent or publisher? And is that, you know, is that something you would recommend?
I think ideally you would work with a local agent who has international contacts. That would be the ideal scenario. I think it's quite hard to work with an agent and a publisher, and or a publisher, I should say, who's in a different country. Now, it's not to say it's impossible. It absolutely is possible. But as a general rule, and of course there are differences where specifics are concerned, but as a general rule, agents and publishers tend to prioritize and favor working with authors in their own territory. So if you are in Australia or New Zealand and you can work with a local agent or somebody that you can access in your local environment who has international contact, that would be the ideal. Certainly as far as the US is concerned, I know that it's much harder if you are not based in America and you're in that territory all of the time. It's much harder to sign up with an agent and ultimately to sign up with a publisher. And I remember from the years when I was working in-house and we were actually publishing books in the UK and actually selling and distributing those books in America, that some of the publishers that we were working with over there were asking questions like, well, is the author going to be here, and what promotional activities are going to be involved, and if they're not going to be here, we're not going to take the book on. And so unless you're physically in the territory, it is quite hard to do. But if you are prepared to travel to that country, for example, and spend time there and show an agent or publisher that you're willing to do that and it's a real reality for you, then that could possibly work. So all of that to say, ideally, the scenario is to have a local person, a local agent with international contacts who can really reach out, because an agent in New Zealand who has contacts in America could easily, well, I say easily in inverted commas, but it's within the realms of real possibilities that they could contact publishers and make that connection for you. But if you have the agent somewhere else as well, I think it's going to be much harder to get through to that person in the first place, because there will be so many people in their own country who will also be trying to get through as well. And human nature means that there is a tendency to prioritize people in the territory that they're working in.
Oh, that's fantastic advice. Thank you for that. And, you know, obviously a bit about me, I did send my first manuscript out. I got a rejection, decided that wasn't, you know, great for me, and went down the self-publishing route. So, you know, and there's a number of people, well, lots of us, I guess, self-published authors out there, you know, getting on with it themselves. Now, a lot of us would still like to get a publishing deal. So do you think that people who go down the self-publishing route can still get a publishing deal? Do they shoot themselves in the foot, or do they actually learn valuable lessons and learn to write better that will help them get published later?
I think that in the right circumstances, again, it can be an incredibly valuable way forwards, increasingly so for writers these days, actually. The harsh reality is that a traditional publisher is not necessarily going to take your self-published book seriously unless you can demonstrate substantial sales. And by that, I mean we're looking at probably in the thousands rather than the hundreds. So some authors think that if they've published a book, that's kind of all they need to do in order to show the commitment to the publisher that that they have the ability to create and publish the book. Actually, no, that's not enough. You certainly will learn valuable lessons about the writing process and about yourself as a writer and the discipline of getting it done. And if you have the right approach to self-publishing, you will very quickly realize that without the marketing and promotion, that book isn't going to get out into the world anyway. And so that is a very valuable lesson for everybody, which hopefully they don't need to self-publish to learn that. But certainly in the right situation, self-publishing can be incredibly useful. And increasingly, publishers are paying attention to people who are self-publishing, and especially people who are not just self-publishing, but who, again, are giving emphasis to the marketing and the platform building, as we've just been saying. Because if you self-publish and you build a following of fans and a database of people that you're in regular contact with, and you can turn up to a publisher's or an agent's office with a self-published book and usually a great idea for a new book. They don't always pick up the self-published book. They might see the self-published book as a stepping stone to a new book that they might publish with you. They're most likely to pick that up if you have some demonstration of success. So yes, I think it is a good way to start, and people can start by writing short ebooks and not feel that they've got to write a very, very long book necessarily to get some experience behind them. But as I say, traditional publishers will really pay most attention based on the success that that book has achieved or that the platform that the author has built in the process of doing it.
Yeah, that's great. I'm encouraged. And relieved,
you
perhaps.
Should be.
No. No, that's brilliant. So we are seriously out of time. So we will have to stop there. And I'm sure everyone's got so much out of this session. So how can people find out more about you, about your book, and perhaps get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, my website is juliamccutcheon.com, and that's J-U-L-I-A-M-C-C-U-T-C-H-E-N. so juliamccutcheon.com. I have actually prepared some free information for listeners on writing a book proposal, because even if you are wanting to self-publish, I do still believe that the process of writing a book proposal is very useful for you, because you get clear and you gather information, you develop your communication skills. So, you know, it is a very valuable process to go through. So I've prepared some free information for your listeners, Joanna, and it's my top 10 tips, actually, on writing a book proposal, and a very comprehensive article about how publishing decisions are made, which I hope people will find useful. Mm. And you can find that at juliamccutcheon.com/82, that's the number 82, /book-proposal-tips.
Brilliant. And I'll put that link on the, you know, the accompanying notes for this podcast, so people can just go and click that hyperlink. So thank you so much for that. So if people want to buy your book, can they get that from your website as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. On the website at juliamccutcheon.com, you'll find that there's a free report called Top 10 Tips for Your Writing Success, which you can access. There's articles, audios, videos. Yes, you can purchase the book. There's information about coaching programs. There's the online masterclass information. It's all basically there. I also have recently started a blog, and that's at juliamccutcheon.com/blog. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. And again, it's just /JuliaMccutcheon at the end of the twitter.com and the facebook.com URLs respectively. And so I would love for people to be in touch if they feel that I have something to offer, and just, you know, just generally to make connections with people. I love connecting up with writers, and the website is the best place to start probably.
Well, thank you so much, Julia. That was just, I found that personally so, so interesting, and I think everyone would have got a lot out of it. So thank you for your time.
You're very, very welcome. It's been a real pleasure, Joanna. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.